It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Both sides in a battle between Palestinians are using the term civil war. On one side are the security forces allied with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He claims his opponents are trying to stage a coup. Those opponents are fighters from the group Hamas. To learn more, we're going now to the Gaza Strip. That's the coastal strip of land left to the Palestinians after Israel pulled out in 2005. And it's the territory where the fighting is taking place. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Gaza City. Hello.
Good morning.
And Eric, tell us what the latest is.
Well, Renee, there's been more fighting today. Hospital officials say at least 5 people have been killed this morning, 12 others wounded. Almost all of them are Fatah loyalists, but the hospital official we just spoke with who gave us that information says there's ongoing fighting at this hospital, so that casualty toll is likely to go higher. Also, Hamas gunmen right now are laying siege to the home of Mehrah Mekdad, a senior Fatah official in Gaza, who serves as a spokesman for Fatah. And importantly, Renee, he was a key part of the Fatah delegation to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in February, where the factions agreed to this coalition government. Several of Mekdad's bodyguards have been killed so far, and we're told the fighting is ongoing.
Does that mean that Hamas at this moment in time has the upper hand in this fighting?
Yes, I think that's accurate. Hamas has been systematically attacking the security compounds controlled by Fatah security forces and targeting the homes of several senior Fatah officials, and they appear to be gaining more and more ground as this fighting continues. When you talk to Fatah fighters on the street, there's lots of bluster, Renee. They have this sort of, we have not yet begun to fight talk. And Fatah-controlled national security forces last night issued a tough-worded statement saying the patience of these forces is over and hit back hard now against this coup. But the fact is, Fatah right now is losing the fight to the Islamists of Hamas, who appear in many cases to be better organized, in some cases better armed, and perhaps more committed to their cause. They see their leaders as religious leaders, not political or civilian officials.
And this fighting must be very tough on civilians there in Gaza.
Of course it is. Some civilians have been killed in the crossfire and in the ongoing fighting. Normally at this time, schools would be holding final exams, but schools, most of them anyway, are closed. Almost all shops are closed. Most of the main streets are deserted. Many civilians are just hunkered down, scared inside their homes.
Now, Hamas and Fatah, it's worth noting right here, formed a unity government just 3 months ago. Is that now history?
Well, on paper anyway, this unity government is still holding. But the reality is the government is completely paralyzed and can't accomplish anything. Fatah leaders met in the West Bank last night, Renee, and said they would boycott any cabinet meetings with Hamas until a viable ceasefire is implemented. But again, in reality, there were no cabinet meetings taking place anyway. And it seems like this unity government is very, very close to completely falling apart.
And is there concern that this fighting in Gaza might spread over, leap over Israel and to the West Bank?
Well, the fighting has already spread somewhat. Fatah gunmen attacked a Hamas-run TV station yesterday in the West Bank. They also kidnapped a Hamas cabinet minister. But so far, it's not widespread fighting that's broken out in the West Bank. It's fairly limited. But there's a concern that it might spread and grow. Fatah is more powerful in the West Bank. That's really their center of power. And Fatah militants have made a series of threats warning of retaliation in the West Bank if the fighting continues in Gaza.
Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Gaza City.